Nothing as in no policies, no specifics, nothing. Not a Zippo zilch. I'm going to play you, as I promised, the J.D. Vance sound talking about childcare. But before we get to J.D. Vance, here's this other Republican, a woman no less, a former candidate for president, talking about childcare, but again, saying absolutely nothing. And keep in mind, talking about picking winners and losers, okay? When you talk about a tax credit, meaning you're going to get money back from the government, you're going to reduce your tax burden, okay? A tax credit is just like a tax cut. They're exactly the same. A tax credit is just like a tax cut, is just like Republicans keeping capital gains taxes at artificially low levels. They're all economically identical. So when you think about winners and losers and picking winners and losers, when Republicans argue to keep cap gains tax really low for people that make over $1 million a year, they're picking those people as winners and saying to the middle class and those that have to buy childcare, you're the losers. And listen to what Nikki Haley has to say about this. I'm not quite sure it tracks. Brian, this is Nikki Haley yesterday with Margaret Brennan on CBS's Face the Nation. This is the Let's Talk About Policy and Picking Winners and Losers cut. Let's take a listen.
That's where I go back and I look at the differences. I mean, these are the candidates we have been given. You know, you look at Kamala Harris and it's quite remarkable. She never had a debate. She never had a primary. She never had anyone vote for her. And they basically took her and in 48 hours, they put her back out there and she was this whole new candidate. But the reality is she has a record. Mm-hmm. The administration has a record. Trump has a record. And so neither are perfect. Neither are ideal.
So let's talk about the policies then. One of the things that we know is hurting American families is the high cost of childcare. The Federal Reserve said parents typically spend 50 to 70% as much per month on childcare as they do on their housing payment, which is usually the largest monthly expense. Yet yesterday, Donald Trump said,
as much as childcare is talked about as being expensive, it's relatively speaking not very expensive.
That sounds out of touch with the economic statistics.
I mean, childcare is very expensive. I know just even at the time that I had little kids, I worked just to pay for our childcare.
So what part of his policy do you like on that? Because you said on your policies, that's what made you back him.
It is. And what I liked were the tax cuts that he had that Kamala wants to remove.
You know, when she wants to also expand the child tax credit.
But that's the problem. When you get into child tax credits, you're picking winners and losers.
There it is. By the way, Kamala Harris does not want to raise your taxes unless you make more than $400,000 a year. Kamala Harris doesn't want to raise your capital gains taxes unless you make more than $1 million a year. So who are the winners and losers she's talking about? She's talking about Republicans' continued preference to deem billionaires and millionaires the winners and all of us working folks the losers. And if you were worried about the fact that they're out of touch, let's just listen to J.D. Vance's insightful answer to how do we solve the expensive childcare problem, also just last week.
What can we do about lowering the cost of daycare? Hayden, obviously a working family, and it's very hard for working families to get by. How will we lower the cost of daycare?
Yeah, such an important question, Charlie. And I think one of the things that we can do is make it easier for family models to choose or for families to choose whatever model they want, right? So one of the ways that you might be able to relieve a little bit of pressure on people who are paying so much for daycare is make it so that you know, maybe like grandma or grandpa wants to help out a little bit more. Or maybe there's an aunt or uncle that wants to help out a little bit more. If that happens, you relieve some of the pressure on all the resources that we're spending in daycare. Now, you talk about just daycare. Let's say you don't have somebody who can provide that extra set of hands. What we've got to do is actually empower people to get trained in the skills that they need for the 21st century. We've got a lot of people who love kids, who would love to take care of kids, but they can't either because they don't have access to the education that they need, or maybe more importantly, because the state government says you're not allowed to take care of children unless you have some ridiculous certification that has nothing to do with taking care of kids. So empower people to get the skills they need. Don't force every early child care specialist to go and get a six-year college degree where they've got a whole lot of debt and Americans are much poorer because they're paying out the wazoo for daycare. Empower working families, empower people who want to do these things for a living, and that's what we got to do.
Just have grandma and grandpa do it like JD did for free. Oh, and if that doesn't work, well, you know, people need to get educated, but let's not do anything about the student debt problem or consumer credit problem. Let's not do anything like that. And when all else fails, blame regulations that are in place to make sure that your child isn't abused when they're in the child care that you can't afford to pay for, that JD Vance just says, just you don't have grandma, grandpa do it.
What?
Or your aunts and uncles.
Thank God. I mean, I would never have thought of asking any of my family members to do that. Oh, my goodness. Thank God this brilliant person who's Harvard freaking educated came in to tell me that I should go and maybe think about taking my, maybe the kid's grandpa wants to. Shut up. Just a stupid thing to say.
It's Yale, and it's still stupid.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got it wrong. I'll actually admit that I got something wrong on the air.
Well, you got one up on JD then. Dick from Madison, what are your thoughts this afternoon?
Oh, my God. You know, usually when I get a word salad like that, you at least get a little dressing with it so you don't have to choke it down, you know, dry. What? Neither one of them said anything. You know, I started a name call with, like Trump likes to. I started calling him Deadbeat Donald several weeks ago when you find out all the states he owes money, ours as well. Shouldn't even let him in, Mosney. He owes the state money. Get out unless you pay up. And the other thing I'm going to say about him is he's candidate Oblio. Remember Oblio? He was pointless. Pointless.
Yep. Yep, I agree with you, Dick. It almost defies any explanation. Indeed, it does defy any explanation because it doesn't make any sense. And by the way, they do have some policies written down. It's just that scary Project 2025. We're going to have a real special guest here on the Maggie Dawn Show on Thursday from 2 to 3 talking all about Project 2025. You're not going to want to miss it. That's going to do it for me today. Wow, did that 2 hours fly by. You got the Dominic Salvia Show coming up next. He might be making a little special guest appearance on the Maggie Dawn Show tomorrow, so stay tuned for that. And as I always say, I'll stand up for you, you know, for things like affordable childcare and tax rates where rich people actually pay their fair share. I hope you stand up for me because it's always better when we stand together. That'll do it for me on this Monday edition of the Maggie Dawn Show. Thanks to you, Brian Kelly, my producer. Stay tuned, folks. Dominic's up next here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You got nothing.